Good Thursday morning, and as always, I'm Will Reynolds with your local sports update. To start things off, last night in men's college basketball, Louisville fell to number 22 Michigan State 73-64. The Cards didn't go down without a fight, however, as guard L. Ellis put up 22 points in his 19 minutes of playing time. For women's college basketball, tonight Western Kentucky is taking on Bellarmine at 6:30, and then the number 10 Louisville Cardinals are hosting the number 12 Michigan Wolverines at 7. Moving down to some local action, in boys high school basketball, tonight Central Hardin is headed to Grayson County with a 7 p.m. start time, and John Hardin is hosting North Oldham at 7:30. For NBA basketball, last night the Pacers lost a close one to the Hawks, 114-111. In the loss, Malcolm Brogdon put up 27 points and 9 assists, and Domantas Sabonis had 22 points and 10 rebounds. Moving on to the NHL, tonight the Predators are taking on the Boston Bruins at 8 o'clock. To round things out in Major League Baseball, as of 11:59 p.m. last night, the MLB has locked out all of its players, making for the first work stoppage in the league since the 1994 season. The lockout began as soon as the previous collective bargaining agreement ended, and the lockout probably won't end until a new CBA is agreed upon in principle. Hopefully the lockout will end prior to spring training, but there's no telling really when it will end. And with that, this has been Will Reynolds with your local sports update.